Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nenen M. Hang Singh. Governor Laganesan emphasized the significance of unity, cultural exchange and mutual respect in promoting national integration. Addressing the Bihar State Foundation Day celebration at Raj Bhavan in Kohima yesterday, he acknowledged the contributions of the Bihari community to the state's progress, including educators, artisans and laborers in developing Nagaland's infrastructure and the entrepreneurial spirit of Bihari traders in boosting economic activity. He highlighted the crucial role of cultural exchanges in connecting different regions of the country to reinforce the spirit of national unity. Reaffirming the vision of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat, the governor encouraged citizens to value the nation's shared heritage and work towards a prosperous and inclusive future. Union Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Nikhil Kharse, visited Noklak District yesterday to review the progress of the Thonok New Aspirational Block Program and assess the impact of the central government's policies in the region. The Thonok New Block has seen significant progress, improving from 465th place in March 2023 to 85th place in September 2024. Ms. Kharse lauded the progress, saying it reflects the impact of focused governance and community participation. She also stressed the need for better data management by authorities to ensure full benefits of government schemes.
PM Awas योजना कितने ग्राम पंचायत तक पहुंचा है या नहीं पहुंचा है उसका पूरा डिटेल में अगर हमें मिल जाएगा तो एग्जैक्टली हम की पॉइंट्स उसमें डाल पाएंगे कि कौन से विलेजेस में क्या क्या प्रॉब्लम आ रहा है इवन दैट फार्मर डाटा इज ऑल्सो नेसेसरी फार्मर्स कितने और प्लान होल्डिंग उनका कितना है अगर वो डाटा हमारे पास सही से रहेगा तो हम योजना का लाभ ज्यादा से ज्यादा किसानों तक पहुँचा सकते हैं तो सभी डिपार्टमेंट के पास अपना अपना डाटा रहना चाहिए.
Ms. Kharse further underscored the need for uplifting the nation's most remote and underdeveloped regions for India to thrive. She assured that the government would continue to provide necessary resources and opportunities to the country's most geographically isolated areas. During the visit, which was the first for a central minister to Noklak district, Ms. Kharse interacted with civil society representatives and visited key locations. Later, the union minister met with Chief Minister Nephew Rio at Kohima and discussed ways to enhance the sporting landscape in the state. She also visited IG Stadium where she interacted with athletes. Ms. Kharse reaffirmed the government's dedication to boosting sports infrastructure and empowering youth to excel at both national and global levels. India has doubled its gross domestic product, or GDP, in the last 10 years at a growth of 105% from $2.1 trillion in 2015 to $4.3 trillion in 2025. According to data released by the International Monetary Fund, India is now the fifth largest country in terms of GDP in the world after the US, China, Germany and Japan. It added that India is set to outpace Japan soon as the latter's GDP grew nil in the past decade. In comparison, the US GDP grew by 66% and China's GDP grew by 44% during the same period. Union Industries Minister Piyush Goyal urged startups to prioritize the needs of society and the country while adopting new ideas and innovation. Addressing the second edition of Bejalpur Startup Festival in Ahmedabad yesterday, the minister emphasized the pivotal role of startups in achieving the vision of a developed India. He highlighted a series of initiatives taken by the government to support startups in the country.
फंड शुरू किया था पहला 10,000 करोड़ पूरा फंड हो चुका है अब सेकेंड फंड ऑफ फंड्स लॉन्च किया इसी बजट में माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने अनाउंस किया उसकी पहली किश्त जो अभी बजट पास हुआ है उसमें पहली किश्त भी डिपार्टमेंट को मिल चुकी है और इस फंड ऑफ फंड से हम और ज्यादा नए स्टार्टअप्स को सपोर्ट कर सके.
Praising the Bejalpur Startup Festival, the minister said such programs need to be replicated across the country to foster a thriving startup ecosystem. A total of 1,242 weavers in Nagaland benefited from the centre's National Handloom Development Programme and Raw Material Supply Schemes over the last 3 years. This was informed by Minister of State for Textiles, Pabitra Margarita, in Rajya Sabha on Friday in response to a query by MP S. Pangnon Konyak. The highest number of beneficiaries was recorded in Chumukedima with 390, while Kohima recorded the lowest at just 4. While these schemes are under implementation till 2025 to 26, the minister said, impact assessment studies are underway for proposals of new schemes or extending the existing programs beyond the period. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.